I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. Does it always feel like it rains on the 4th of July? A review of Everett Painfield weather records for Independence Day so far this century reveals answers. Going back through 2001, it has rained only 5 times at Painfield. The heaviest amount fell in 2002, with nearly 2/10 of an inch of rain. The other 4 dates had very light amounts, 0.05 of an inch or less, the last coming in 2016, 9 years ago. High temperatures on the 4th since 2001 have ranged from a cool 60 degrees to a hot 85 degrees in 2015. Last year, the high temperature was 79 degrees with lots of sunshine. Since the start of the century, the average Independence Day high temperature at Painfield has been 71.5 degrees. During early July, it is quite common to have a weather pattern of morning clouds and afternoon sunshine, just like in recent days. That weather pattern has been primarily the case on the 4th of July the past 8 years, with no rainfall. The forecast for this year's North Sound Independence Day looks to continue that morning clouds, afternoon sunshine trend. Highs across the region will range from the upper 60s near the shorelines to the 70s inland. This year has been much drier than normal. Grasses and shrubs are dry and fireworks can easily ignite them. If using fireworks, be sure to have plenty of water on hand to knock down any fires that start. The best choice to enjoy fireworks is to visit a public fireworks display throughout the North Sound. As the country celebrates its 249th birthday, have a safe and sane 4th of July with family, friends, and neighbors. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.